We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change. We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance.
You're blessed with so many talents, my people. I hope I can help you see it. You can accomplish anything, so no more choosing evil. In time you'll see that faith is the key to getting on track. You just have to have the will to try and walk the right path. Actually it's pretty simple. Quit doing crimes and sinning. Ask God for his forgiveness and relearn your religion. Be honest with yourself, where are you messing up and why? Are you happy with your life? And what's the source of your decline? Rid yourself of negativity, especially from other people. Quit listening to the sinners that pressure you to be evil. Stop hanging with those false friends, they'll only bring you down. Hang with those on the right path, no pressure now. Get your life right, be kind and purify your mind. No more doing crime, recognize that you're wasting time. Learning sports, that's pop songs and celebrity gossip. Strippers and porn stars, the drug game. Pointless topics, flush that poison out your mind. Replace it with real knowledge. Read the Quran and study economics. Things you wanna accomplish, you have the ability. Focus and you'll excel, cause the only person holding you back is yourself.
We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change. We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change.
Now that you stopped acting crazy and adopted a new philosophy, we can finally speak about the cycle of poverty and how it separates us from the rest of the nation. Poverty's a state of mind passed down through generations. It starts with our parents. They were born poor and so were we. And like their parents, they struggled their entire lives so we could eat. And as we grow older, if we don't save, we'll do the same thing. We'll be poor, raising poor kids trapped in poverty. We have to save and teach our kids to save what God gives you, or they'll struggle to raise their kids and the cycle will continue. But it's different for the wealthy, that's why they call old money. It's money they can have for hundreds of years, passed down for dozens of generations. Obsessed with saving it for their children, so they never have to work. Instead they live off the interest, taught to make that money worth it and through investments and business. While the poor are taught to be consumers, once we get it we spend it. But you've gotta change that, don't be a statistic. Quit wasting money on trendy gadgets and shiny trinkets. Treat each check like it's your last, don't get caught up in the hype. Live on a small budget, save the rest and you'll be set for life.
We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change. We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change.
And now that we've cleansed our minds and changed our habits, let's work on actions and how we interact with others. Influence them or distract them. Evaluate yourself and make a vow to do no harm. Help others when they're doing right, but not when they're doing wrong. Each test could be a last chance to improve your standing with God. So try your best to be your best, proudly be his pawn. While vowing never to rape, never to kill, lie or steal. We could end these sins today if everybody made this deal. And then you've gotta improve how you speak to other people. No more cursing, yelling, or putting them down. Treat them like they're equals, especially with women and kids. That's what it means to be a man. We have to protect and provide for them and give them a chance to try their plans. Even if they're out of line, you have to remember that they're sacred. So no beatings, exploitation, or manipulation. Treat others with respect, even if it's not deserved. But if you can, it's better to walk away, don't make it worse. Donate to food banks, local causes, and those in need. Even if it's only a dollar, give to every charity you see. The final goal is to become the personification of the seven virtues, and I know that you can make it.
We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change. We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change. We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change. We only get so many chances before our lifelines are extinguished. But every day that our souls away is another chance to change.